Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, May 31st, 2023. U.S. futures are pointing to a lower open. European equity markets have opened weaker following negative Asian trade. U.S. dollar is stronger against the euro and sterling, softer versus Japanese yen, with Australian dollar and China yuan weakening. Treasury yields are down across the board. WTI futures are back below the $78 mark. Brent is down on worries over China's economy. Gold and industrial metals are lower, too. The U.S. debt ceiling issue remains in headlines, with the House set to vote on the debt limit bill later in the afternoon Eastern Time. Market attention today has shifted to China's PMI prints, which have showed further deterioration in manufacturing activity, with production turning negative for the first time since January. The non-manufacturing growth has also slowed further due to a sharp deceleration in construction activity. The data results play into the increasingly negative sentiment towards China's economy, reflected in an ongoing sell-off that has driven stocks into a bear market. The selling pressure is also exacerbated by foreign funds reducing their exposure, coupled with a lack of buying interest from China's small investor army. More on the data front. Japan's industrial production has fallen for the first time in 3 months amid weaker machinery orders. The South Korean industrial output has contracted at the fastest pace in over a year. Australia's April inflation has climbed by more than expected, and its private sector credit growth has doubled consensus, keeping the pressure on the Reserve Bank of Australia to maintain its tightening bias. New Zealand's business confidence has grown to the highest since December 2021, though data details also point to inflation stickiness. In Europe, the UK has reported the first drop in business confidence in 3 months due to high inflation. Key focus on the US macro calendar today includes the May Chicago PMI and the April job openings and labor turnover survey, as well as the weekly MBA mortgage purchase applications, weekly Redbook chain store, weekly DOE crude inventories, and weekly API crude inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the US today include Advanced Auto Parts, which is posting results before the open, NetApp, and Salesforce, which are reporting after the close. In corporate news, Twilio has been meeting with its holder and activist investor Legion Partners to seek changes to the board, as well as divestment and other moves, according to the information. Credit Suisse has decided to scrap its plan to apply for a license to set up a wholly owned local bank in China, despite years of investments and preparations, to avoid potential regulatory conflict due to the UBS merger, because UBS has already had a local incorporated bank in China. Credit Suisse has also received a notice of non-compliance with the New York Stock Exchange share price listing rule. In Asia, equities traded lower across the region on Wednesday. Japan closed with its first significant down day since the U.S. regional banking crisis. Australia also finished with a sharp loss. Hong Kong went down by more than 2.5%, leading the region lower. Mainland Chinese markets were sliding in response to the manufacturing PMI miss. South Korea and Taiwan also slipped, but with limited losses. India opened a negative, and Southeast Asia benchmarks were all lower. European equity markets are under pressure as well, following a second consecutive negative close on Tuesday. Regional bond markets are taking the lead from signs of slowdown in Eurozone inflation. While the European Central Bank officials continue to talk up the need for further tightening, the downside surprising inflation numbers will weaken the argument for more hikes. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Wednesday, May 31st, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.